Welcome to Totus Tuus Guided Lectio Divina. This summer, we are learning about the Ten Commandments, the Beatitudes, and the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. Thank you for joining us as we go up to the heights together with Jesus. Since we are learning about the Beatitudes this summer, today we are going to find where the Beatitudes come from in the Gospel. If you have a Bible with you, you can open it to Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Or you can listen while I read it out loud. Let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first step in Lectio Divina is to recognize God's presence with us. Heavenly Father, you are with us right now, looking upon us and loving us. Please open our hearts and minds. Help us focus on your word, and help us pay attention to what you want to teach us. Help us encounter your Son, Jesus, today. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Amen. The next step is to read the Bible passage. You can follow along in your Bible, or you can listen while I read Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. When he saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Our next step is to reflect on the passage. What do you remember about what we read? You can say it out loud, or you can think about it in your head. Do you remember that Jesus was on a mountain with a big crowd of people? What were the people doing? They were listening to what Jesus wanted to teach them. They wanted to spend time with Jesus and learn about him. That's like what we're doing right now. We're doing Lectio Divina so we can spend time with Jesus and learn about him. Do you remember that Jesus taught them the Beatitudes? These are ways that we can live our lives and make choices to help us grow closer to Jesus. But some of the things that Jesus tells us aren't easy to do. Sometimes it can be hard to think that these things will make us happy. It's not fun to be sad. It's hard to forgive someone that has done something wrong. Sometimes it's hard to do the things that Jesus wants us to do. But in the Beatitudes, Jesus tells us that theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus wants us to be happy in heaven with him. He wants us to rejoice and be glad. We can be happy and excited because we want to be in heaven. Some of the things in the Beatitudes can be hard, but Jesus will help us. He wants what is best for us, and we can be happy when we are with him. The next step is to respond. Now that you read this gospel passage and spent this time with Jesus, how are you going to respond to him? Maybe you can come to Jesus and spend time with him like the people did on the mountain. You can do that by praying the Rosary, or Lectio Divina, or another prayer. Maybe you can respond by trying to make good choices and live like Jesus asks us to in the Beatitudes. You could be a peacemaker by apologizing the next time you make a mistake. You could be merciful and forgive someone else the next time they make a mistake. Or you could show your hunger for righteousness by standing up for something that is right, even when it's hard. Think about how you want to respond to Jesus and choose an action that you want to do. You can ask Jesus to help you. Can you imagine what it would be like if you were on the mountain with Jesus? What would you tell him? Would you tell him that you love him? Would you tell him that you want to be with him in heaven? What do you think he would say to you? Let's close in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this time we got to spend together in prayer with you. Thank you for being with us and loving us, today and every day. We love you, and we want to someday be with you in heaven. Please help us to live out the Beatitudes and grow closer to you. Help us become the people that you want us to be. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer today. We hope to see you next time.